Templeton.
K8WWN, KN4RJN.
Well, it must be John, since that's what shows up in my display. Hello, John. Name is Dick. I'm in Charlotte on Echolink. Kind of looking for an old friend of mine up there, Mike Helms, K4 Baker Delta Zulu, but I don't think he's around. This repeater has been off Echolink for a few days for all the obvious reasons. How are you getting along?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Dick, my name's John, and I'm in Greensboro, just a little north of Greensboro in Brown Summit, so we didn't get near the we got some rain, some wind, but nothing like they got in the western top part of the state. Yeah, and I've been checking this reporter, Peter, for the past couple of days to see what was going on. I talked to Dave, who's the net manager for the net that runs on that repeater, and he said the repeater had lost power, but they got power back, but it didn't have internet, so it couldn't go Echolink. So evidently it's back up now. As far as your friend, I can't say that I'm familiar with him, but does he live around these parts, or is he in the western part of the state?
Yeah, didn't look like I had any audio there. Mike is an old friend in Hendersonville, work friend as well as a brother in Christ, and go up and visit him a couple times a year. He gets me apples from the apple folks there, and he's just off of Bat Cave, which also took a beating. I'm looking at your picture here. That's quite a stogie, and that must be a beer on the other side. Go ahead.
It is KN4RJ, and yep, right on both counts. That's in my old office when I lived down in Inman, South Carolina. We've since moved up here, but yeah, it was one of those prop the phone up against something and take a picture type thing. But my new office looks a little bit different. It doesn't have the wood paneling, but it's the bonus room over the garage, so I still got all the same crap on my desk. But anyway, so Henry, yeah, Batcave took a hit, a big hit, and I saw the other day that they were, among everything else that they need, they're looking for Benadryl and EpiPens because all the yellow jackets got washed out of their nests, so they're flying around looking for places to nest and, you know, debris and whatever, you know, place they can find. So they've got a yellow jacket problem up there too.
So I heard about that, KWWN, some pictures about it. And this is kind of the season, time of year for them. You know, you go on a picnic or something and they're all around your food. You can't get rid of them. So yeah, that's another problem to deal with. Well, I see your beer. I know that's not a Bud Light. I trust a Bud Light would never touch your lips. I make beer. I've been making it for a number of years, so I rarely buy a beer, but enjoy the hobby. So hang on, I just lost something here. Hang on. Okay, I lost your picture. Anyway, we're doing okay, and I just certainly pray for everybody up there. It is a real mess. It's going to take a long, long time for people to get back to anything called normal. But it is a blessing to see neighbor helping neighbor, because you can't depend on the damn government, that's for sure. Go ahead.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, I had a yellow jacket nest in my yard, and I discovered it while I was mowing the grass, which is not the way to discover one. And I hit those guys with that foaming stuff that you can kill wasps with and filled up their hole. And a couple days later, there's a few more still hanging around, so I hit it again. I mean, those things are hard to kill. And in addition to dealing with the lack of transportation, the muck and the blood and the dead animal bodies and dead human bodies and the stench of death and everything else, they get to put up with yellow jackets. It's like, you know, it can't, I don't know how it can get worse up there. It's like, Lord. But yeah, I've read things of people complaining that the government hasn't, you know, we haven't had power for days. Well, you can't get power until the road crews can get in there to get to, or the line crews can get in there, and they can't get in there until the roads are fixed, and the roads can't get fixed till the debris gets cleaned out. It's not going to happen overnight, you know. Rome wasn't built in a day, and it's going to be not months but years before they're back to anything resembling normal. I mean, you can pump money and supplies into there all you want to, but if you have to take it up to people by mule, it's going to take a while. And so, you know, complain about the government all you want to. I mean, it's made up of people, and the people just can't, you know, it can't happen that fast. It just can't. Not a major disaster like that. And, of course, the other the other fun side of that coin is nobody in the mountains had flood insurance. So it's like, oh my God, you know, it's like, you know, Armageddon.
No flood insurance. Yeah, you wouldn't expect it up there. I heard about the flood heights, like in Shenandoah, 29 feet. And there were pictures of the river the way it is now. 29 feet above that, that's unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. So they lose everything. Even if you have homeowner's insurance, it doesn't cover the floods. I was just talking to a lady that's down in Florida. These coastal properties, they're going to get hit again. I don't know who covers them for insurance. Or the deductible must be astronomical because you just can't be rebuilding million-dollar homes on the coast, have storms come through, and expect the insurance company to pick up the cost. So wherever you go, wherever it's beautiful, whatever you like to do, there's always some hazard. It's tornadoes, it's floods, it's heavy snow, it's freezing. I have a generator. I keep it in good shape, run it periodically. Of course, it won't run forever. You have to have fuel to keep it going. But I have used it many times here in Charlotte with storms going through and maybe being out. Power goes out. You say, well, is it going to be 5 minutes? Is it going to be 10 minutes? It's going to be 10 hours. So I drag my generator out, connect it up to critical appliances, and many times it's been 5, 6, 7 hours, and grateful to have it. But, of course, in a situation like this, 5, 7 hours ain't going to be enough to help somebody that's lost power like they have. And, yes, you're right. This is going to take a while. It's going to take a while. So it's not going to happen overnight. Well, blessings to you, sir. I'm going to check out and do some other stuff, and hopefully we'll catch you again sometime. I hope to see my friend there in Hendersonville or hear from him in the near future. He's a ham radio operator, as I said, extra class. And he generally joins us on an 80-meter group in the mornings on Saturday. KWWN, back to you, back via the Echolink.
This is KN4RJN. Well, on this repeater, a 2-meter net runs every night at 9 o'clock, and I haven't been able to get to them because the Echolink was down, but now that they're back up. And there's a number of people from that part of the state that are close enough to hit that repeater. If you give me your friend's name and call sign again, I will inquire. And my email is on my QRZ page. And I'm assuming that yours is too. If I find out anything about him, I'll be sure and send you an email. What was his name and call sign again?
I have connected via text once he got some internet, so I know he's okay. He's helping his neighbors. He is now N4 Baker Delta Zulu, Mike Helms. And again, he's up there in the back cave area, and known him for a number of years. Good guy. I'll let you go, my friend. You have a blessed evening. KWWN, clear off the repeater.
This is KN4RJN. All right, Dick, good talking with you. Glad you heard from me, buddy, Mike. I will ask at the net this evening when I hop on, and if you're available around 9 o'clock, pop onto this repeater via Echolink and check in with us. You have a good day. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Tom, have a good evening.
You too, sir, and you're right. A Bud Light will never touch my lips. KN4RJN out.